Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Of course, some critical information and data is what we always follow, right? Especially when it comes to understanding what the numbers reveal about our society, our community, our environment, our livelihoods as South Africans. And this is why Stats SA does exist. It's a recognized institution that we know plays a critical role in providing data to ensure that policymakers, right through to investors and even us as members of society, have a better understanding of the local environment and that it equips us to take better decisions. We join on the line by the Statistician General, Resenga Maluleke, to help us unpack the unemployment numbers that were revealed today. 8.4 million South Africans now jobless, with that figure increasing to 33.5%. Ntate Maluleke, always a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Let me greet you, Gugu, and always say a special appreciation to the Kaya FM listeners.
Fantastic. Always lovely speaking to you, even when there's some difficult news to share. But numbers aren't emotional, right? So we'll deal with the figures.
Well, you know that one, Gugu, that I have to give all numbers so that the country may know all the time where the situation is.
Definitely. And we love that you do it so effectively to empower us with knowledge and information. And what we are seeing, of course, is that unfortunate increase in the number of unemployed individuals in South Africa, now at 8.4 million. Let's contextualize how this shift has taken place and what insight we're seeing in the data, especially when it comes to sectors that have been significantly impacted.
We measure employment and unemployment on quarterly basis. So every 3 months we go to field and we measure. So let us look at what happened in the first quarter. We had 16.7 million people that were employed. That number of the employed went down briefly, by about 92,000. So it didn't make a change. The change still remained at 16.7 million as of quarter two 2024. Having said that, let us look at the unemployed. The unemployed 158,000. So that returned an 8.4 million people that are unemployed. The discouraged work seekers also went up. They were sitting at 3 million. They went up. They are now sitting at 3.2 million discouraged work seekers. So let us go back to the 8.4 million. When we take the 8.4 million, add it with the 16.7 million, we then take 8.4 and divide it by the total of that. So we come up with what we call the unemployment rate, which is an official unemployment rate. Maybe let me start off by saying this 8.4 million people are people who are actively looking for employment almost every day and they can't get employment. So those 8.4 million, they represent what we call 33.5% as our unemployment rate. Now, when you take the 8.4 million people plus the 3.2 million discouraged work seekers, plus another category that is when we went to their households, they said we didn't look for employment, but had employment come about or had I learned that there's employment, I would have taken it. Those ones are 800,000. We come to 12.4 million. This 12.4 million represents what we call the expanded unemployment rate of 42.6 million. So we have 8.4 million people that are in the official headline unemployment rate of 33.5%, which we are tracking as a country in the National Development Plan. But we also have people that are discouraged and those who would have taken up employment, and they come to 12.4 million, and that is the expanded part of the unemployment.
And this is important for us to bear in mind, as you say, the expanded definition, understanding that these are individuals who are out there looking for work, but of course have not found favorable opportunities and become disgruntled, I see. I'm keen to take a look as well as what we see in terms of the performance of provinces, because some of the laggards like the Eastern Cape continue to see a lot of pressure in terms of these numbers. And I am aware that from an historical point of view, these particular themes are prevalent because of where we typically see economic activity. A province like Gauteng, the Western Cape and KZN typically do better than others. But help us contextualize some of the shifts in these numbers.
Let us start by saying that urban provinces like Gauteng and the Western Cape tend to have opportunities for employment. In the Western Cape, we have always seen the lowest unemployment rate, official as well as expanded. However, in Gauteng, Gauteng's unemployment rate has always been slightly above the national average. And this is largely because everyone in the neighboring provinces of your Limpopo, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, as well as the Northwest, they do flock to Gauteng to look for employment.
Mm-hmm.
However, their expanded unemployment rate is relatively lower because there are opportunities. They don't have many discouraged work seekers. So the rural provinces, your KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, Northwest, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, tend to have higher expanded unemployment rates because they have what we call a lot of discouraged work seekers.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to come to the Eastern Cape as an example. It used to have the highest unemployment rate. However, it is being overtaken by the Northwest as of now. So let us look at the unemployment rate of the Eastern Cape. It is sitting at 41%, whereas that one of the Northwest is sitting at 41.3%. So the Northwest is actually overtaking the Eastern Cape, and it's largely because of the mining in the Rustenburg area, platinum mining, and other parts of the Northwest, but mainly in the Rustenburg area. But let us then look at the expanded unemployment rate for the two provinces again. The expanded unemployment rate for the Northwest is now sitting at 50.4%.
Mm.
And at 50.4%, it is the only one in the country that is above 50%. So what it means is that in expanded terms, for every 10 people looking for employment, 5 will get employment in the Northwest, 5 will not get employment. Some will be discouraged. Whereas that one of the Eastern Cape has now dropped below 50%. It's actually sitting at about 46.1%.
And this helps us contextualize things, because then as we then take a look at the sectors of that contribute to employment or a decrease that we see there, this also helps us understand not only the geographic location of these sectors, but the economic performance of these sectors and how it does then speak to the decline that we've seen. Trade, I see, saw a substantial decrease together with agriculture in terms of job creation opportunities there that declined. Has this been part of a trend or what does this quarterly figure to reveal for this particular segment?
Let me start quickly, Gugu, by one point I forgot to raise with the provinces, that as regards employment that was created, we have seen Gauteng creating more jobs than any other province now, sitting at 42,000 jobs created, followed by Limpopo at 31,000 jobs. And of course, when we look at the losses, we have seen the most in the Western Cape, 65,000 jobs were lost, followed by Mpumalanga, 50,000 jobs were lost, and then in KwaZulu-Natal, 49,000 jobs were lost. Having said so, let us now come to the industries. One industry that tried to recover jobs was manufacturing. It recovered 42,000 jobs, but it was not enough. And now you have already spoken about trade. Trade lost the most of the jobs.
Mm.
110,000 jobs were lost in trade. And we also see that another area where we lost jobs, 45,000 jobs were lost in agriculture and 18,000 jobs were lost in private households. Now, let us go back to trade. When we look at the subsectors of trade, we see that out of the 110,000 jobs that have been lost, 87,000 jobs were lost in the hotel and restaurants. And it's likely because, one, when people don't have much disposable income, and when they don't have money to spend on hotels and restaurants, especially in restaurants, most of the people who are working there are casual workers. If you are an employer or an owner of a restaurant and you are not having customers coming, then you start shedding jobs and you will bring your workers back or hire again afresh when you have more people coming, especially during the festive seasons. Mm-hmm. We have seen the wholesale as well. Wholesale in that category of trade lost 45,000 jobs, but not as much in retail. In the frontline shops, we only lost 3,000 jobs.
And this provides a lot more clarity. What I'm keen to understand, Mr. Manduleke, is, I guess, the trend. I'm aware that you're giving us a singular update on these numbers and what we've been witnessing. But what is it that we need to be cognizant of, or what does the trend reveal around not only the concerns of unemployment for this quarter, but how we compare to other seasons and periods that we might need to monitor?
Different industries, Gugu, perform differently over different times of the year. That is why we measure employment and the economy 4 times a year, every quarter, because things can change much more seriously. Let me give a good example. We know that when you come to trade, for example, you will get a lot more people employed in December, in the last quarter of the year, as well as the first quarter of the year, because those months people are spending a lot, and shops and wholesale and hotels and restaurants are stretched with providing services. Whereas if you come to agriculture, for example, it's based on when you could be harvesting, and we know that lately we have been experiencing a lot of lack of rains. So with lack of rains, there hasn't been much happening in the agriculture. But one particular area or industry is construction, that for a very long time has been depressed, and it has been continuing to shed or lose jobs. So even in this quarter, it has lost jobs.
It certainly has, and I guess it does paint for a concern that I guess analysts and other participants and economists and policymakers do need to be mindful of. And also for us as South Africans, it does help us understand where opportunities do lie for further or future employment. Mr. Maluleke, appreciate you always giving us the numbers, sir.
Let me thank you, Gugu, and let me thank the Kaya FM listeners as always.
Much appreciated. That is Rasenga Maluleke, a statistician general from StatsSA, helping us unpack what we do see in today's first quarter unemployment figures coming in, having increased from 32.9% to 33.5%. Also important to note here that there is a breakdown in terms of the gender parity, and women, of course, seeing lower levels of employment there, but more so looking at black Africans there, 37.6% coming in overall for that tally when it comes to unemployment as a key concern in South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.